New message.
This week, I will mostly be listening to Wednesday Babbles with Jan Thomas. Time for this week's big interview.
Hi, this is Jake Morrell, and you're listening to Jan Thomas on Wednesday Babbles.
Vitalize.
So nice to be chatting to you.
Thank you.
I love your new song, by the way. Right, so first of all, how would you describe your genre of music?
I mean, I kind of, I guess I float between just singer-songwriter, acoustic, country music, and maybe a little bit of pop as well.
Fantastic.
Probably be where I shove myself in.
Yeah, because I didn't just want to say to assume that it was country music, because it did sound like a little bit of pop in there as well, so that's good. And also, yeah, I've been watching some of your YouTube videos as well, and I saw you do a Nickelback cover and a few other covers on your TikTok as well. Sorry, I'm not stalking you. I was just trying to research.
I class that as doing good research.
Yeah, it is. That your song, Englishman.
Yeah.
If you were to write a song about a place in the UK, where would it be and why?
Well, I'd have to probably write a song about Norfolk, which is where I am at the moment. It's where I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably where I'll come back to at some point.
Lovely.
But I've got plenty of good memories from around here.
Yeah, I bet. So I've never been there actually, but I have heard that it's nice.
It's very flat.
Yeah. Oh, very flat. Oh, that sounds great for me then. I hate hills.
Don't we all?
Yeah, exactly. Right. So, if you could work with anybody, who would it be musically?
That's a very difficult question. I think I might have to give you a few answers.
That's totally fine. Top five.
I'll give you top three. Top three would be Jason Isbell, because I think he's fantastic, and Casey Musgraves and David Gray.
Ooh.
Sort of they're my three artists, I think, that I've gone through major phases of listening to and admiring their work.
Oh, fantastic. I'm going to have to do a bit of research there now. Brilliant. I need to broaden my my music listening field anyway. So that's good. So did you always like country music? What did you listen to growing up?
I stumbled across country music completely by accident. I grew up listening to stuff like James Taylor and Dire Straits, Rolling Stones, because my dad was always into that kind of stuff. But then we also used to go to a lot of folk festivals when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
So naturally, when I first started doing this, I was very, very, very sort of traditional folk. And I sort of stumbled into a country music festival at some point. I think it was a little tiny thing happening in London. And my sort of songwriting just sort of shifted, and I started becoming slightly obsessed with pedal steel guitars and stories and all that kind
of
stuff.
Yeah, oh, that's amazing. I love how country music does sort of tell a story, doesn't it? It's lovely to listen to.
Yeah, I think it's not too dissimilar to kind of English folk music in that respect. Sometimes I find folk music quite cryptic.
Yes, it is a bit. Yes, definitely.
Whereas country music sort of straight to the point.
Yeah, it's a proper story, isn't it? A beginning, a middle, and an end.
Yeah. which I really love and relate to, and it's I think that's kind of what gripped hold of me, really.
Oh, great, good answer. So what's the bigger picture? What are you aiming to do?
The bigger picture is just trying to earn a living from playing and writing music. I think is the most. Probably not what you wanted to hear.
No, that's I want to hear the truth.
Well, that is the truth.
Perfect.
I've never put a roof on this thing. I'm not scared to go to the highest heights, or I'm really happy if I can just sort of earn a living from touring and writing and just enjoying something that I've had a passion for ever since I could open my mouth. Really.
Oh, wonderful. And speaking of touring, do you have anything in the pipeline?
So we've got a few shows and a few festivals, because we're kind of just sort of testing the water. Mm-hmm. for this year there's a couple of small festivals and a few mostly shows in London, I think. It's sort of towards the autumn.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably 2022 is going to be back on the horse, proper tours, you know, all over the UK. And,
oh, good. Including Wales?
Well, hopefully. Yay. I don't know if I've actually ever played Wales.
Oh, see, that was one of my questions. Have you ever been to Wales?
I've been to Wales plenty. I've been to Wales. I love Wales.
Where have you been?
I've obviously done the Snowdon.
Oh, yeah.
We went to Cardiff for my best friend's stag do, which was...
legendary, I imagine.
it was an experience.
yes. That is one way of describing Cardiff.
I thought it was a great city. I had a great time.
It is a great city.
I really want to get to the sort of west coast of Wales at some point, the southwest coast.
Lovely.
Which I'd love to do at some point. So yeah, love Wales.
Well, next time you come to Cardiff or a bit nearer, maybe that's probably our nearest city. So you'll have to come and visit us in Vitalise when we're allowed to have people in here.
I'd love that.
Yeah,
we would love that
as well. That'd be amazing. How did COVID affect you?
It made me very bored.
Yeah, me too.
it was a hard hitter because obviously sort of I earn my money from touring really. Mm-hmm. and not being able to do that was kind of a bit killer. So I've had to sort of pick up whatever kind of jobs I can do. I've been working on building sites. I've been doing care work.
Fantastic.
Which, you know, so just sort of whatever I can get my head around. And then just sort of writing and developing skills. I've been doing, like you said, the covers on YouTube have definitely kept me amused, which I'm hoping to continue. But yeah, I'm ready to come out of the house now.
Oh yeah, don't blame you. I've had a similar situation myself, to be fair. If they were to make a film about you, who would you like to play you?
My other half is going to laugh at this because she knows exactly who I'm going to say. And that would be Chris Hemsworth.
Ah, good choice. Good choice.
She's got a full on man crush.
Yeah, yeah. Oh God, yeah. You know. Well, I've got a woman crush on him, definitely. but I mean, he's got pretty good hair, and so have you. So,
thank you.
Coming from a fellow curly girl, I can feel your pain with the curly locks. But yes, I think Chris Hemsworth would be a great person to play you. Definitely. We'll be back with the next section of this interview after this song, which is Englishman by Jake Morrell.
Since the age of war, heard the truth on the radio. I was my father's son, sweet baby James on a stereo. At 15 I got a flat top, looked in the mirror, I was the boss. Three chords were all I knew. Then at the crossroads I had to choose to travel highway 61 or roll my own Rolling Stone. I don't need to go to Nashville, lose my love in Louisiana, dance with a pageant queen in Dallas, write my own country song. I don't need to move to Memphis, play guitar in Albuquerque, no dreamy dreams of California, 'cause I'm just an Englishman trying to write his country song. Turned 21, my six string was my loaded gun. Played all the bars and nobody knew. This skating boy had it all to prove. Driving town to town with Cash Tail apart and Shania singing out, man, I feel like a woman. Three chords, still the rule. Play it straight and you'll never lose. I'm heading up to where the farm. I don't need to go to Nashville, lose my love in Louisiana, dance with a pageant queen in Dallas, write my own country song. I don't need to move to Memphis, play guitar in Albuquerque, no dreaming dreams in California, 'cause I'm just an Englishman. Fly Amsterdam and Philadelphia, stay in Hotel California, to write my own country song. I don't need to go to Nashville, I lose my love in Louisiana, dance with a pageant king in Dallas, write my own country song. I don't need to move to Memphis, play guitar in Albuquerque, no dreaming dreams in California, cause I'm just an Englishman trying to write his country song. Ooh, yeah, I'm just an Englishman trying to write his country song.
Coming up next, more from my interview with Jake Morrell.
Did you know you can listen to Wednesday Babbles with Jan using the free Vitalize radio app on your phone or tablet? There are loads of great features, including song requests and shout-outs. Visit your app store and search for Vitalize Radio with a Z, or just ask your smart speaker. Play Vitalize Radio on TuneIn.
Hi, this is Jake Morrell, and you're listening to Jan Thomas on Wednesday Babbles.
Wednesday Babbles with Jan from 6 till 8, only on your community radio station in Torvine, Vitalize Radio.
Your new single, This House, I read a little bit about the story, but would you be able to go over it for our listeners, please?
Yeah, so, I mean, the story is very simple. It's basically, I got a text message, not even a phone call.
How rude.
From my parents, just saying that they were selling our family home, you know, where I'd grown up for 20 odd years, and they were sort of moving on to, you know, a new place. And as soon as I got the text, I called up my friend Sue McMillan, who I co-wrote the track with. She's a fantastic songwriter, and yeah, I was like, I need to write about this like now.
Oh wow. Yeah,
you know, and I just wanted to pour all of the emotions and memories about this, you know, the place where I grew up was like the village hall. There was, you know, the kettle was always on. Mum was always in the kitchen cooking something for someone. You know, it was just a busy house. Yeah. And I have so many amazing memories.
I think I can completely relate to you. When I heard that song, it really took me back, because I had the same thing. My parents sold up when I was about 22 and moved to Pastures New, and I was absolutely gutted. I can understand.
Yeah, so that's what the song's all about, you know.
Yeah.
It's just that emotion of this place where you grow up, and, you know, this security that you have there, and, you know, so many, all these emotions that just,
yeah,
surrounded by bricks and mortar, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And do you miss the house now?
I do and I don't. I do because it holds so many treasured memories for me, but I don't because I think it was the right time for my parents to move, if that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, I think they were just ready to have a new adventure, basically. You know, they haven't moved far.
Exactly. Oh, that's nice then. That's lovely. So what job did you want to do when you were younger?
I always wanted to be a vet.
A vet?
Yeah.
Completely different.
I know. And then I realised I wasn't clever enough.
Oh, I'm sure you are.
No, do you know what I think? I wanted to be a vet, yeah. And I think what put me off was that you probably spend quite a lot of time putting animals down.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
Yeah, so I think that probably immediately put me off, and I went on to new ideas.
I'd be taking them all home if it was me.
I think I'd be the same.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And do you have any pets yourself?
I got a lockdown Labrador.
Ooh.
For my 30th birthday last year.
Nice.
Which she's currently asleep downstairs, and she's called Luna, and she's mostly a good dog.
I love a Labrador. That's my favourite breed, actually. So they're fantastic dogs, I know. I noticed that you can play the piano. Can you play any other instruments?
So it's guitar, piano and bass, and obviously vocals and my kind of instruments. Piano was definitely a lockdown thing. I'm hoping that I can kind of get good enough at it to take live as well.
Oh, I thought you were brilliant.
I kind of just know basic chords and that kind of things. I'm not going to start playing. Not going to start playing Bach in the middle of a show.
But that'd be a bit weird during a country music show when you started playing. You know, if you started playing classical music,
that would be probably a little bit weird.
Yeah, they'd all go to the bar at that point, I think.
I quite like weird, so I'm
Oh, well, yeah, do it. That's fine. Right. So, where do you draw your inspiration from?
A lot of it comes from everyday life and kind of what I experience. I tend not to write too much about myself in a weird kind of way. Like, songs like This House are obviously very much about me. The amount of songs I've written while sitting on the tube in London is amazing because I just people watch.
Yeah, I love people watch, and I bet you get lots of good inspiration from them.
Exactly, and you get all these characters that you come across, and that's a lot of it as well. So it's kind of a mix of the two. Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I really like it. You also wrote a song called "Leave the Radio On."
I did. Yeah.
And if you were to leave the radio on, what station would you be listening to?
Well, Vitalize Radio, obviously.
Oh, great! Oh, I was hoping you would say that. Oh, we don't have to do any more takes now. That's amazing. No, I'm only joking. But actually, is there like a country music radio station?
There's quite a few in the UK now. You've got Chris Country, you've got Country It's Radio, which I think are about to become Absolute Country or something.
Ah.
You've got obviously BBC Radio 2, Bob Harris's country show.
Oh yeah, I've heard that, yeah.
Yeah, there's plenty of country to be listened to.
Fantastic. Can you name some of your favourite songs of your own?
Of my creation?
Your creation, yes.
So obviously This House is one. Freewheeling is another song of mine, which I absolutely love to play live. Mm-hmm. Englishman.
Yeah, like that one. I played that last week, actually.
How did the response go down in Wales?
Yeah, it was all right. Yeah, we had a lot of good feedback, actually. Yeah, it was fab. Absolutely.
I've played that a few times up in Scotland, and I always get a good chunk of banter after playing that song.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, I mean, I'm actually English, living in Wales, so of course I had to play it. So, but yeah, we didn't have any negative comments anyway. For once,
I never get negative comments. I just get.
A bit of banter. Yeah, definitely, yeah. Definitely. And when is This House released?
It's out now.
Is it? Oh, right. Yeah. Wonderful. Yeah. Fantastic. Out right. Well, I it's my turn next on Vitalize to do Tune of the Week. So guess what I'm going to choose? I'm going to choose This House.
I was gonna say Coldplay.
Oh no! I do love a bit of Coldplay though, but of course, no. I'm gonna choose this song. Definitely. I've just discovered two new artists. You're one of them, and the other one is a sort of Canadian star called Whaley. I don't know if you've heard of him. He's sort of folk. No? He's a bit like the Lumineers. His music's a bit like that. It was a draw between the two of you guys, but I've chosen your song.
Oh, it's very kind of you. Thanks so much.
No problem. Well, I think that's pretty much the end of my questions. So thank you for letting me... Quickly, one more. I missed it totally. How do you know Dermot O'Leary?
Well, this is potentially a long story, but oh. I'll give you the short version.
Okay.
So a few years ago on his... before his show moved, he used to do... This story that makes me sound so cool, honestly. So he used to do a thing called Some Mums Do Indie. I was basically, my mum sent in my old track called Wire and Thorns.
Right.
They absolutely loved it.
Oh.
So they played it on the thing, they interviewed my mum, which was hilarious. She was on Radio 2 before me. and from that play, I then got a slot at Glastonbury Festival through Emily Evers, who heard the song.
Wow, that is amazing.
Yeah, and then the following Saturday, they got me and a few members of my band into live on Radio 2, and we played live to
So you basically, it's all down to your mum?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, she interferes in everything, honestly. Sometimes it works out really well, right?
I think that is pretty much all of them now. Thank you so much for letting me drivel on with all my questions.
No, you're absolutely fine. Thanks so much for having me.
But no, thank you. And don't forget us when you're coming to Wales, because we'll be there in the front row.
I will. I'll be sure to message you and say, yeah. I'm coming to Cardiff.
I'm coming. Yeah, exactly. That would be wonderful if you could. That would be fab. Right. Well, lovely to speak to you, and good luck with the single. And I look forward to hearing some more of your work.
Thank you, Janet.
Excellent.
Speak to you soon.
All right. Thank you, Jake. Bye.
Bye.
That was Jack Morrell, and this is his new single, This House. Let me know what you think.
This house upon that hill, down a dusty old dirt track, is where we filled every room with little feet and tiny hands. A kitchen table, teapots and plants. It's where memories made this man. It's lived in, it's loved in, it's noisy, never silent. Christmases, barbecues, and mom Sunday roast. Strip back the pain, every color's a story. Every hide marked on that door is an inch we won't get back. But it gave us so much more. It's lived in, it's loved in, it's noisy, never silent.
Vitalize Radio.
Wednesday Babbles with Jan Thomas on Vitalize.